is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagon. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Bartender, pour me a suavecito, añejo, por favor, and very neat, also por favor, because the tequila is about to go down, and hopefully we're going to storm out of the gates with some winning action here on this Freaky Friday. So let's hop aboard the Hong Kong Plus Bus. Lundy, what is your favorite plus 100, that's even money, or greater odds wager on the board, maybe on this Friday, or maybe looking ahead to some of the weekend's action, including Game 6 in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Screw that. We'll talk about that later. Let's go right up the road from where I am. Now, there are some thunderstorms, some hail, you should see my yard right now. It looks like an absolute disaster zone because we got hit with a hailstorm yesterday here in Denver. Smaller ones, not pea size, slightly bigger, like cranberry sized hail. If you've ever had the whole berries or you've seen them, it was about delicious. Like that. So anyway, leaves, twigs, everything all over my yard. It's really obnoxious because I spent a lot of effort this weekend on the yard, and then poof, Mother Nature was like, F off, Lundy.
Yeah, just blessing you.
Yeah, exactly. So kind of obnoxious there, but I will go right down the road from us. The Metropolitans are in town to take on the Colorado Rockies. And you know who loves to be able to knock it out of the park and probably is going to have some fun doing it at altitude? Pete Alonso.
Polar Bear Pete!
And so let's take Pete Alonso. 19 round trippers on the year, including one last night, but 13 of those 19 have happened against right-handed pitchers, although I don't know that that really matters when you're at 5280 here at Coors. But how about a little Connor Siebold?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's who's going to be on the mound for your Colorado Rockies with his 5.97 ERA and the 6 round trippers he has already given up this season. So shop around a little bit. This one is plus 275 at DK, but it is plus 300 at Caesars for Pete Alonso to make it 1, 2, 3, a 4-bagger tonight at Coors.
Yeah, could do a full impersonation of Jorge Soler, who went absolutely ham in that series this week against Colorado Rockies. They are in the Mile High City. Going out east, I'm going to focus on, and hey, you probably never even heard, and that is Joey Menzies of the Washington Nationals taking on the ever so kind Jordan Lyles of the Kansas City Royals. I think he knocks in a run. I just need one RBI at plus 150 available at DraftKings Sportsbook. And Menzies usually gets in the cleanup spot or in the 5 spot in that batting order. And a guy that's been raking against righties. He's batting .298 this season with 20 RBIs against right-handed pitchers. And most importantly, too, he is cashing in with runners in scoring position. Believe it or not, Lundy, he's batting an oh-so-high .420. Yeah, that's right. .420 with runners on base, either second or third, and knocking them in with regularity. He's got an RBI in 9 of his last 15 games. And hey, look at Lyles. It's laughable, the numbers he's posted this season. He is 0-8 on the year with a spectacular, and I'm putting that in air quotes, 7.15 ERA. He's given up 45 earned runs and 56 and two-thirds innings pitched. And most importantly, too, he has given up a .419 batting average to hitters when runners are in scoring position. So again, that's a category. Menzies hitting .420 in. Lyles giving up .419. I think he is going to knock somebody in, maybe himself, in this contest against Kansas City. So give me him for an RBI at plus 150. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this Friday with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco, and back to the diamond here. Let's get a pitcher prop on the board. I am going to live in the land down under on Jesus Luzardo, the Miami Marlins, traveling to the left coast, which is indeed the best coast, taking on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Orange County, California, whatever the hell they call them. nowadays, but I don't think he's going to get to the 16 at strikeouts. And if he does cash on the under, it's plus 110. Yeah, work those shoulders and get seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. Yeah, he's got a 10.07 K per nine on the season. And yes, he struck out six or more batters in 6 of 10 starts this year. But he's given up a 12.0% barrel rate. That is no bueno, especially when you're going against the likes of Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, and also a Hunter Renfroe, a lot of guys in that murderer's row lineup for the Angels that could put crooked numbers on the board. Not the greatest swing strike rate, seen around 13% on the season. And you look at LAA, a team that has been in the bottom half of Major League Baseball in strikeout rate, so lowest strikeout rate I'm talking about here over the month of May. And on top of that, they're hitting just .283, which is an outstanding number as a team against Southpaws this season, striking out just 22.6% of the time. Yar, shiver me timbers, Lundy, I think Captain Hook is coming into play here, me mateys, in a very good and kind way for Mr. Evans. Fade or follow the under on Jesus Luzardo, 5.5 strikeouts against the Angels, plus 110 at BetMGM. So are you with me? Jesus versus the Angels matchup. Oh, I can hear the celestial beings calling my name right now, Luddy.
I don't understand why your impression of a pirate always sounds like he's drunk and his nuts are in a vice.
It's both, actually. That's how I usually roll with the imagery in my head of what a pirate sounded like.
The voice goes up here like you're getting squeezed in the wrong spot, but he's also drunk as could be at the same time. It's just, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's just, it's weird. It's like a rejected character from like Disney Pirates of the Caribbean or something. Oh, you went and did the audition and they were like, no, dude, we're good. Thanks.
We'll pass.
We're gonna pass at this time. Good luck in your future endeavors. I don't like this one because I think the hook's going to come in. I think he's finishing with either 5 or 6. So you're either going to get the hook in a good way or the hook in a bad way. I'm going to say you're going to get the hook in a bad way. I'm going to fade you on this one. I say he finishes right at a half dozen against the Angels tonight.
Ha, ha, ha. Did somebody say Captain Hook? Oh, my balls are a little tight right now.
Number 4.
All right, Numero Cuatro on the Fade 5 today. Let's talk about a guy that's got huevos gigantes, especially the dish here over the last couple of weeks, and that is Luis Robert of the Southsiders of Chicago. I'm taking the over on 1.5 total bases against Detroit in that game being played there in the Motor City. Even money, some people just learned that, at plus 100 available at DraftKings. And I say, hammer this bad boy home. Why? Look at Luis Robert, a guy that is batting .417 this season against left-handed pitching, and that's who is toeing the rubber for the Tigers. It's Joey Wentz, who has got not-so-dynamite 7.45, a Jordan Lyles-esque ERA. And against right-handed hitters, he's got a .323 batting average again. So I look at Robert. He has cashed in on this total base prop in 9 of his last 12 games, swinging one of the hottest sticks right now in Major League Baseball and given the supremo matchup again against Joey Wentz. I think he's cashing in on this total bases prop at even money at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow.
This is awesome because this is the, I was off by a day bet, because I had Luis Robert yesterday on total bases and he proceeded to go 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. Given the fact that frequently in Lundy's betting world, I'm off by 24 hours. I bet somebody for a home run, they go like 1-for-3 with a single and a walk, and then the very next day they go yard like twice. Like, that's what happens to me all the time. I'm just barely off, which essentially summarizes my entire life. So because I bet on him yesterday and missed, I'm going for it today because I'm with you. I think I just barely missed it. I think Robert goes, I think Robert can get at least two singles, if not maybe sending one over the fence. Love this one, especially at plus 100.
Well, timing is everything, except if your name is Nate Lundy. But today we are cashing in with Luis Robert.
Number three.
All right, let's go to game six of the Eastern Conference Finals. Traveling down the Eastern Seaboard, heading back to Miami with that series at 3-2, with the edge going barely to the Heat right now after the Celtics have won back-to-back games. Can they make history? I still think it's extremely doubtful. But on this SGP on the Saturday matchup, Lundy, I'm going to go with the Heat on an alt spread of +8.5, and I'm going to take that bad boy up. It's at 3 at most books right now, except at MGM, I think it's a 2.5 at tape time, and I'm going to slap that together with the over on Miami Heat team total points, and that over being 101.5. Put those two together, pretty standard juice there, minus 115 at BetMGM. Yeah, the Heat have scored just 99 and 97 points in back-to-back games. A little bit of an outage offensively, but hopefully Gabe Vincent will be back in uniform, and that'd be a major shot in the arm if he is. Even if he's not, I think they're going to rise to the occasion there, feeding off the home crowd energy. Remember what they did the first three games of the series. +123, +11, +28. So the last couple of games, I feel, have been relatively uncharacteristic of what they are capable of based on some of the advanced analytics that we've seen in this postseason out of the Heat, in points per possession, in effective field goal percentage offense, and three-pointers made and three-point percentage offense. Again, they've just been out of sorts, and they're going to right the ship here this weekend. Boston has given up 109.2 points per game to the opposition here this postseason, and they have the seventh worst adjusted defensive efficiency in the playoffs. So to recap on this SGP, maybe you're going to come with me on this one, Lundy. Miami +8.5 on that alt spread, and give me the Heat over 101.5 team total points. Where they get to a +102, I say yes. Both those events occur, minus 115 at BetMGM. What do you got for me?
You're getting it. It's a Friday. Why are you wimping out? Why aren't you adding a couple of legs to this and getting it to plus odds? What are you doing?
Let it simmer.
Let it simmer. No, no. Oh, okay. Let it simmer. You're making English tea? What are you doing? No, you gotta have some fun with this. You ready for this? I did this on the fly. I did this just now at BetMGM while you were sitting here flapping your lips with your minus 115. Brad, follow me on this one. Heat +8.5. Heat over 99.5 for the game. I even brought your damn total down by 2 points. All they got to do is hit the century mark. Give me Struce to give me 1 3-pointer. Give me Derek White for 1 steal. That's it. Oh. One steal. Struce for a 3. Miami over 99.5. Miami +8.5 on the game. Plus 210. How you like them Friday apples, Brad? Come on. Come with me. Get some huevos.
I will take a bite out of that apple, please, and thank you. And more on Struce and Derek White a little bit later. These huevos, they're still a device, but they're finally going to break out of it and grow in size as well. But that's also because of the swelling.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast on this Friday. Let's once again live in the land down under on a player prop that has been cashing left and right here in this series between the Celtics and the Heat. I'm taking the under on Jaylen Brown, PRA. Don't know what those letters stand for. That's points, rebounds, and assists. That number is sitting at 32.5. Best used right now in the industry at FanDuel at just a -106. Odds line. So take advantage of that. But take advantage of whatever house is your favorite to wager on, because I think this one is going to cash in and with relative ease, to be honest with you. Look at the PRA totals here for Brown in this series. Game one, he exploded for 36. And then it was all downhill ever since. He's gone 23, 20, 25, and 25. So to break it down in terms of the averages, he's netting 17.6 points per game, 5 flat rebounds per game and 3.2 assists per game. That is not remotely close, and I'm no mathematician here, to 33 that's needed to cash the over. He's only shooting 41.1% from the floor, and if you stretch it out from this series to last series, he's been under this in 7 of his last 9 games. Yeah, Miami has allowed the 6th fewest opponent points per game, the 8th most opponent rebounds per game, but they've surrendered also the 5th fewest assists per game to opponents. Kind of the middle road there in those categories. But to recap, I believe they're going to elevate their game, and Brown is not going to resemble the player that we saw often filling up the box score early in the playoffs and into the regular season. So living the land down under, Jaylen Brown, 32.5 PRA, -106 at FanDuel. Lundy, fade or follow.
The answer for why I am following on this one will come up in bonus time. So I'm just gonna float that one out there like a fart in an elevator, and we'll hang around until bonus time on this one. But yes, play the under on his PRA. I think this is a solid one on Jaylen Brown.
Oh man, that is stinky. What you have, like 6 bean burritos at Taco Bell?
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the Fade 5 podcast today. We're going to get some action in Major League Baseball. And you kind of fade at the Oakland F's or the A's, whatever the hell you want to call them. And the way that I'm fading them today is with Yordan Alvarez to get me one run batted in. And that occurs against the Athletics. You're looking at +130 available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Alvarez. Guy's got 12 bombs this season. He's got an otherworldly 303 isolated power mark, which is one of the best in Major League Baseball. He's number 18 in exit velo as well. So when he applies bat to ball, it takes off. It launches, and often in the stratosphere. If you really want to get juicy and get seduced by it, go with the anytime home run prop on Yordan Alvarez, which would also cash in with this RBI, but I think he's got not going to run. He's already faced the A's a dozen times this season at the dish. He's 4-for-12 with a home run and a couple of ribbies. Yeah, he's just 1-for-6 lifetime against James Caprielin, who is taking the mound for Oakland. But that hurler is a very Jordan Lyles-like 8.68 ERA on the season. And has given up nearly 2.00 in terms of home run per 9 and a hard hit rate around 40% to boot. So Yordan Alvarez for all the marbles. Give me the over on a half an RBI against the Oakland A's. +130 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow.
Pick on the A's as often as you possibly can. Highly, highly recommend it. It is very profitable for your bankroll, with the exception of last night where Seattle kind of screwed me, but that's okay. I'm not bitter or anything. Not in the least. Yeah. I told you, man. I'm always off by one. Take Houston on the run line tonight just because I did it to Seattle last night and got screwed. So you might as well. Again, I'm off by a day. It's a premature thing. I don't know. You can talk to your doctor about it. So yeah, take Alvarez for an RBI. I don't know. Can we alt it? Can we take him for 2 RBIs? Legit.
You can in the SGP market. That's available.
Because
actually,
if he's +130 to have a single RBI, I got to feel like that number is going to be what, pushing 300 to have 2?
Yeah. I mean, what you do is take out a same game parlay and then just match it with the Houston Astros on the money line. Just take them straight up to win, and they probably get that at like +4 something.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be able to take advantage of the fact that Oakland is bad, folks. I mean, we've talked about it a ton on this podcast. Hang on a second. I just found it. FanDuel +310.
Oh, yeah.
So, folks, what I would tell you, I'm with Brad. I would do a 1-unit bet on Alvarez for a single RBI, and then I would throw a 0.5-unit bet on him to have 2 in the game, just because he's swinging a good stick right now. Brad already gave you all the numbers on the velocity and everything else he's got. Plus, it's the freaking A's, for crying out loud. Take advantage of it and see if you can cash some tickets. Love picking on Oakland.
Yeah, Jose Altuve set the table, and Yordan knock him in. Maybe in yourself as well for that two RBI prop, the home run prop, and the single RBI. Everything's cashing for Yordan tonight, and hopefully everything is cashing in bonus time. Lundy, what else you got for me on this Friday?
Let me give you a handful of things. First of all, if you're listening to the podcast early today, there's a couple of plays that I like in the Reds and the Cubs game. And again, this is early. This is at a 2 o'clock Eastern time first pitch there at Wrigley. But a couple that I'll throw out there for you. Hunter Green has allowed 7 stolen bases so far this season. So I like Horner. I like Nico to be able to get himself a stolen base. You can get that one right now at DK at +205. Which is a pretty decent number for him, given the fact that he's got 12 stolen bases on the year. So the fact that you're actually getting this above +200, I'm impressed by. There's a lot of these guys that have been stealing bases on a consistent basis that are lower than that, including another one that I want to throw out for you for later today, and that is Wander Franco. Give me Franco. At a +165 on his stolen base. Why? It's Syndergaard. All Syndergaard does is give up stolen bases. He's tied for first in the league with most stolen bases allowed this season with 12. So I just wanted to throw that out there for you from a couple of stolen base standpoints. If you want one on the late night tip, by the way, give me Julio Rodriguez of your Seattle Mariners. He is at a +330 to swipe a bag. Mitch Keller has allowed 7 so far this season, and Rodriguez has 8. On the year. Let me keep rolling for you. We'll stay in baseball here for a moment. Brad, you like the K props. You like guys to have at least one strikeout within a game. So give me Christian Vasquez of the Minnesota Twins going up against Gausman. He's got 10 strikeouts in 23 plate appearances against him. And then I'm going to pair that up with Evan Longoria, who's going up against Chris Sale. He has struck out 15 out of the 38 plate appearances that he has had against Sale. Put those two together over at DraftKings. You got yourself a +131. Let me go back to Pete Alonso here at Coors Field in Denver. I told you I like him for a home run, but I'm going to back it down and do this same game parlay. Give me Alonso to have 2 or more total bases. That's it. Over 1.5 total bases. And give me the game total at an over at 9.5. So I'm bringing it down by a full run here at Coors. You put those together, it is a +135 at DraftKings. And then looking ahead to tomorrow, I've got a bunch more, by the way, that are going to be on the spreadsheet. If you could see all my chicken scratch on here, I've got like 9 things in bonus time, and we're not going to have time to be able to get to all of them. So I'll put them up on the spreadsheet for you. Yeah, you've got the same thing going. But looking ahead to tomorrow, screw it. I'm taking the Heat straight up on the money line. And because I just decided, especially after yesterday where I was a little bit on tilt, so I am taking Vegas, the Golden Knights, to close out the series tomorrow against Dallas at home. I am taking Miami to end the series tomorrow night in South Beach. If you put both of those together, just straight money line on both of those teams to close out the series and move on to the finals in both the NHL and the NBA. It is a +285 on both of those on the money line. Vegas is favored in theirs. Miami, of course, is not. Last one for you. Sorry, I got to bounce back to baseball. Follow along. I'm not even going to justify it. I'm just going to tell you what it is. These are all alt totals today in Major League Baseball. The Nats and the Royals over 6.5. The Giants and the Brewers over 5.5. The Mets and the Rockies over 7.5. Boston and Arizona over 5.5. All of those are alt totals way down from the standard line. But if you put all 4 of them together, +161, I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
I love the occasional alt total play and pairing them all together like a 3-legger or 4-legger and getting it there in a plus money odds. Nice call there, Lundy. All right, let's get my team Chivas parlay play of the day, and let's go to the Major League Baseball diamond, shall we? And let's go out west. The Seattle Mariners, who screwed not only Lundy over last night, but yours truly as well, because I am on the run line and they lost the game by un punto, 3-2 there against the Athletics. But tonight they're taking on a yar shiver me timbers of Pittsburgh Pirates on an all total, Lundy. I'm going to play the under in this Pirates and Mariners matchup on that 10.5. Got George Kirby taking the ball for the Seattle M's, and he got Mitch Keller, who has been lights out this season for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Both those pitchers outstanding. Kirby, a sub-3 ERA. Keller with the best K per nine marks this Major League Baseball season. Quite the revelation there in the Steel City. So I think runs are going to be very much at a premium. So again, under 10.5, because I believe this game is going to be tight. This could be like a 3-2 type of game, honestly, in the end. Give me Pittsburgh plus 2.5 on the run line. So they could lose this game by two or one, or just win the game by any number of runs that we're going to cover there. And they give me Mitch Keller 7+ strikeouts. And you see the juice there, plus 168 with the boost that is available right now at DraftKings. And there's a pair of them. There's a 50% boost and a same game parlay boost, whichever one you want to use. It will certainly help you enhance the juice. By the way,
it just depends on whether it's date night or not, how much of a boost you need.
I always need a boost. 11.06 K per nine is what Keller's got this season. He struck out 7 in 8 of 10 starts this year in Seattle, number 6 in K rate in terms of highest K rate here in the month of May. Oh, parlay play, Team Huevos down numero dos, mi amigos. I don't have any juice on this because the books have been slowly rolling out some of the secondary player market props in the Heat and Celtics matchup, but I think threes are going to be wild. They're on South Beach. Give me Caleb Martin, 2 or more made 3s. He's done this in every single game in this series. It's just been in fuego. Burning the nets here in this entire series from outside the Pride of Nevada there. Derek White, the Pride of CU, I think he gets 2 or more made 3s. He's done this in every single game in this series as well. In fact, I think he's hit 3 or more 3s in every single game in this series. And then give me the toast to Struso, Max Struce, 2 or more made 3s. I know he's fallen short in back-to-back games, but back at home, the stroke is going to be silky smooth for him. And what's the juice on that? They just
235
posted it.
Plus,
oh my God, plus 235. I am in, all in, pushing the chips, even though I got Deuce 7 offsuit in my hand. Let it ride. Caleb Martin, 2 or more made 3s. Derek White, 2 or more made 3s. Max Struce, 2 or more made 3s. Plus 235? Really? What book
right
is
now,
that? Money?
Right now at DK, if you go twos or wild across all three of those guys for the triples, you're at plus 235. Jump on that one. I bet you the juice is going to move.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. Elsewhere in bonus time, because my juice is certainly moving on a couple of these additional player props, I'm going to take the under on Shane Bieber strikeouts against the Cardinals at 5.5. A little heavier juice here at minus 130. Bieber's K numbers way down this year, 6.58 K per nine. He's only struck out 5 or more in 2 of 10 starts this season. The K rate is down. The swinging strike rate is way down. The barrel rate has climbed for him. A lot of unsettling developments in the advanced analytics profile for Shane Bieber. Certainly not delivering a FIVA for his followers. And the Cardinals, middle of the pack, here in the month of May in strikeout rate. I don't think they're going to K more than 5 times. So again, under 5.5 on Shane Bieber strikeout. Staying in the strikeout market, give me Max Scherzer under as well, 5.5 strikeouts against Lundy's Colorado Rockies there in Denver. Colorado just number 19 in strikeout rate here in the month of May, King 21.2% of their plate appearances. So they're getting some pretty good contact, good wood on the ball. And Scherzer's K numbers, like Bieber, way down, 8.29 K per nine this year. He struck out 6 or more batters in just 3 of 7 starts. And his call plus swinging strike rate right now at 26.6%. If it continues, that'll be the lowest of his career. So I like the Rockies to do some damage today. At least Scherzer withholding some of those strikeouts. So under 5.5. There. And then finally, last and certainly not least, you know, I love the walks parlays. Lonnie, I cash one handsomely yesterday. And here's another two legger. Name already mentioned, Jesus Luzardo. However, I'm taking the under 2.5 walks for him against the Angels. Luzardo has gone under 2.5 walks and 9 of 10 starts. LA has the fourth worst walk rate here in the month of May. They're only walking 6.5% of the time. I understand his rodeo raise 5.91, but his walks per nine of the road just 2.11. So Lizardo, I think, is going to go under 2.5 free passes. And they give me Freddy Peralta on this two-legger over 1.5 walks. In his matchup at home against the Giants, Peralta has done this in 7 of 9 starts. He is averaging 3.81 walks per nine. His call plus swinging strike rate is way down, so he's missed a lot of spots. San Francisco, yeah, number 15, so-so there. And walk rate here in the month of May, but two free passes is all I need from Freddie P. And then hitting the under with Lizardo on those 2.5, that's plus 144, guys, at DraftKings. So very tasty, very delectable little two-leg parlay there. All right, we're out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do me a favor, do him a favor. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, if you enjoy this podcast. Also, Fader, follow us on the Twitter. You can check out Lundy at Nate Lundy. His free spreadsheet picks there. You can check out my free spreadsheet picks at Noisy Huevos. For Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. As always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.